Part 5, Chapter 95, Don't Think About It. Quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, "No one can make you inferior without your consent." They are easily distracted. They expect a trophy just for showing up. They are entitled. They are lazy. They are self-absorbed. These are just a few of the phrases used to describe the millennial cohort. Are these beliefs accurate? Is that how members of the millennial generation see themselves? What do you think of you? What are you good at? What are you not so good at? What is your self-image? Don't think about what others think of you. What do you think of yourself? You have many beliefs about yourself. These beliefs control your ability to realize your wonderful potential. When you learn to change these beliefs, you can expand your skills and realize your goals. If you grew up thinking you were shy, then you are shy. If you believe that you are naturally overweight, then diets will only work for you for a short time, and you will gain the weight back. How we talk to ourselves, our self-talk, has a powerful impact on our lives. Self-talk is the internal conversation we have with ourselves all day long, every day. The beliefs we hold about ourselves are what control the real use of our potential. Over the years, we've been telling ourselves a lot with our self-talk: that we're shy or outgoing, a warm person or a cold one, a high performer or a low performer. Don't think about a steaming hot piece of apple pie. Don't think about the big scoop of homemade vanilla ice cream melting on top of it. Don't think about the wonderful cinnamon smell. It's hard not to think about it, isn't it? The message just placed in your head is a powerful one, and we did it by telling you what not to think about. Your self-talk, negative or positive, is doing the same thing all day, every day, for you. Affirmations are positive self-talk that guide us toward our goals. It is important to affirm correctly, or the desired results will not be achieved. If you go through life focusing on the negative, you prevent yourself from maximizing your personal potential, an insight Mother Teresa tried to pass on to an impassioned group of anti-war protesters. The demonstrators asked Mother Teresa if she would be willing to lead a huge anti-war demonstration. She told them she wouldn't march against war, but followed up with an invitation to call her if they ever held a demonstration for peace. When you're against something, you use your creative energy in defense, leaving little energy to create positive outcomes for what you desire. Does talking to yourself sound like some kind of crazy self-help technique, like standing in front of a mirror and telling yourself you're wonderful and people like you? In some ways, the answer is yes. The important thing to recognize is that it's not a question of if you're going to affirm. You already do. It's whether you're going to do it effectively. If we want to imprint our children with a good sense of self-esteem and a positive expectation for the future, we can ask these two questions every night. This will cause them to shift their self-talk. What did you do today that you're really proud of? What are you looking forward to tomorrow? We must stick with it. Our children might think the question's odd at first. Once they get used to the new pattern, they'll talk positively about themselves every day. Now consider the conversation you have with yourself at night before you fall asleep. Are you telling yourself how proud you are of your performance? Probably not. If you're like most of us, you're likely berating yourself for not getting enough done during the day. This is self-talk, and it's negative. Shift to the positive. After practicing on yourself and your loved ones, try the technique out on your team. Invite each member of the team to respond to these two questions. What are you proud of from your actions last week that moved us closer to our goals? What are you looking forward to doing this week that will move us closer to our goals? Make this a weekly routine and monitor the results. We build and change our self-image through self-talk. Many of our thoughts are constructive, others are debilitating. The greater our self-image or self-esteem, the easier it is to deal with new situations and challenges. It is often said that if a friend talked to you the way you sometimes talk to yourself, the friendship would be over in a hurry. Your invisible tool: make positive affirmations.